Could this be Abortion Decision Day? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Today is one of 2 days remaining on the Supreme Court's calendar this term to issue rulings on cases they've heard this term. It is possible that among the rulings issued today could be one in the Mississippi abortion case, which a leaked draft opinion suggests could overturn Roe versus Wade. Protesters expected at the Supreme Court building today, as close as the barricades will allow. President Biden, spending the federal holiday yesterday at his home in Delaware, says he's considering a pause in the federal tax on gasoline to bring down pump prices as much as 18 cents a gallon. The president telling reporters he'll have a final decision by week's end. House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina is on board with the idea.
We need to equip especially rural Americans, with some relief with gas tax.
Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks says changing the president's policies would be a bigger help.
We need to make America energy independent again. We need to roll back the incredible sheer number of regulations that the Biden administration has put in place.
The president facing sharp criticism on social media after appearing to suggest yesterday that high gasoline prices are a good opportunity to make a fundamental turn in this country to clean energy. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at the Smithsonian Institute yesterday on the Juneteenth federal holiday, marking the day that slavery ended in 1865.
Let this be a day that is a day to celebrate the principle of freedom, and
for this is the second year that Juneteenth has been celebrated as a national holiday. A Texas newspaper, the Austin American-Statesman, raising more questions about the police response to last month's shooting in Uvalde, reporting officers with heavy weapons and at least one ballistic shield were in the school minutes after the gunman arrived. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News. Voters are going to the polls in four states today, congressional primaries in Virginia and runoff elections in Arkansas, Georgia, and Alabama, where Congressman Mo Brooks is facing Katie Britt in the GOP Senate runoff. A Nebraska man has pleaded guilty in federal courts to making death threats against Colorado's top elections official. The case was investigated and prosecuted by a federal task force devoted to protecting elections workers who've been subject to increasing threats since the 2020 presidential election. There is a chance that former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be making a comeback.
Israel's prime minister is dissolving the state's parliament called the Knesset and will order another election, the Jewish nation's fifth in 3 years. A number of defecting legislators have left the year-old eight-party ruling coalition too weak and without a majority now for 2 months. An election could be held as early as October and sets the stage for the center-right Likud party of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to return to power. Israel's foreign minister Yair Lapid will, for now, serve as an interim head of government. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Facebook has removed a campaign video by Republican Missouri Senate candidate Eric Greitens for violating policies prohibiting violence and incitement. The ad shows Greitens brandishing a shotgun and declaring he was hunting rhinos. Much of Yellowstone National Park should be reopened soon.
That's much faster than first expected after record floods pounded the region and knocked out major roads last week. Yellowstone superintendent says the park will accommodate fewer visitors for the time being, and it will take many months to reconnect its roads with some southern Montana communities. Yellowstone will partially reopen Wednesday. Only portions of the park that can be accessed along its southern loop of roads will be open at first. Access to the park's scenic backcountry will be for day hikers only. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.